Healing Ministries. Hope everyone's doing great this evening. I'm coming to you with a very quick video. This is only going to be a few minutes, but I wanted to share something with you that the Lord showed me a couple of nights ago, about two nights ago only. And it's real quick, real simple, real to the point. Not too much interpretation is really needed regarding this, but I felt that it was important enough to put up so that people could hear it. So here goes. So a couple of nights ago, approximately two nights ago, I was given a vision in the middle of the night, which is typically when the Lord speaks to me. And I saw a dragon in front of me, a red dragon. And he was in front of me, and he was just kind of flying around in circles or so, you know, just kind of prancing in front of me. There wasn't anything necessarily unique about this dragon except that it was red. When we think of a dragon, biblically speaking, we think of the dragon that's mentioned in Revelation chapter 12, which, you know, that John saw, which he had seven heads and ten horns. So this dragon did not have seven heads and ten horns. It wasn't the dragon that's mentioned in the book of Revelation that John saw. However, it was a red dragon. And we know that the dragon also represents Satan. And I just want to make sure that I clarify that what was presented to me was not China, because we also know the symbol for the dragon is also the nation of China. But this is what the Lord told me. As I saw this dragon flying in front of me, kind of just flying around, spinning or what have you, the Lord said to me, he said, I am releasing this dragon upon the earth. And I said, what is this dragon? And he says, this dragon is the spirit of war. And he said to me that it was the same spirit that was released that caused the World War One and also World War Two, that also resulted in the Holocaust and even the nuclear war with Japan. He said it was the same spirit. And he said that he was releasing it upon the planet, and that this spirit, he said, causes chaos and confusion amongst the nations, and also it deceives the nations to lure them into war. And so this is what he said to me. That was all he said, that the dragon was being released, the spirit was being released upon the planet. So not just a particular nation, or particular location, but over the entire planet, and that this spirit is the spirit that brings war. So I just wanted to share that with you all and let you know that war is coming, which I know is coming anyways. I mean, there are multiple wars that the Bible talks about during the last days. Of course, Jesus told us himself that in the last days there will be wars and rumors of wars. We've seen many wars in our lifetime. Our parents and our grandparents even have seen wars. But we know that things will increase as time comes. We know that there are wars that are promised, like Armageddon, which would happen during the tribulation. So this is not what, I'm not saying that the spirit won't have something to do with the tribulation and, you know, Armageddon, but that's not what this is emphasizing. The world right now is in the spirit realm. The nations are being prepped for war. And, you know, war can be anything from civil war to nuclear war to world wars. We're looking at a situation right now that is definitely developing, that is matching Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. In fact, after the two nights ago when he showed me the dragon, I actually went back to study chapter 37, 38, and 39 of Ezekiel, just because I've been watching this for some time now, and I know that it's all lined up. Ezekiel 38 and 39 is Gog and Magog. which is different from the Gog and Magog that's mentioned after the millennial reign, during the time, which is the final battle after Satan has been released. Those are two different wars. When you're doing your scripture, do your study in regards to it, because there is a fraction of people that are left after Ezekiel 38 and 39. But when the people come up to war against Christ on his seat in Jerusalem, those people are all the fire. God comes down and consumes all of them. And then we go into the mystery of the eighth day, which is no time. So two totally different wars as you study your scriptures in regards to that. But Gog and Magog, I believe, we're on the precipice of that war, because Ezekiel 38 and 39 are very specific. They call the nations out by name. Those nations are lined up together. We've got Russia, we've got Turkey, we've got Iran, we've got Syria. Put in Kush is what is modern day Libya and even the Sudan area. And if you haven't paid attention, both of those countries, Sudan and Lebanon, not Lebanon, Libya, have been in the news lately. And if you don't know, both Libya and Sudan, Libya doesn't quite have a leader yet, but they're reforming their government. You know, they kind of went down into the pits after Gaddafi was killed in, I think, 2011, I believe it was, and they went down into the pits. And, you know, we had the issue with Benghazi in 2012, which happened in Libya. But they are reforming the government. And anyways, my point is this, Russia is also involved with both Libya and with the Sudan and the Sudanese president, who's been in power for like over 30 years at this point. I just seen a recent picture of the Sudanese president with Bashar Assad, which is the president of Syria, and also with Vladimir Putin just recently. So Russia is building their alliance, and then they have Turkey and they have Iran, as well as Syria behind them. And this is all the list that's in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 of Gog and Magog and all of the people that they list in there. And I do believe that that's what is building up, and I believe it will be over in regards to this oil that is in the Golden Heights. And so it's, you know, going to be really interesting. Go back and study chapter 30 and 39. A lot of people get destroyed. And interestingly, the Lord talks about how he's going to defend the land of Israel, and he says it's two different things that is very specific there. It talks about it talks about the natural disasters. Basically, he talks about flooding them out, and he talks about an earthquake. But then he also talks about fire and brimstone. And, you know, that fire and brimstone could be like Sodom and Gomorrah. He talks about an asteroid with some type of volcanic explosion. But what I really believe the fire and brimstone represents is nuclear war. And it talks about how it'll take them 7 years to burn all of the weapons. And if you look at the scripture, the way it talks about the wasteland, and it takes them 7 months to bury all the bodies, and that even if a bone is sticking out, they would have to mark their territory. It's actually like indications of some type of like radiation or nuclear war. So anyways, when you have time, look at study Ezekiel. Well, 37, 38, and 39 all go together. Because when you get into chapter 40, it is another, you know, time and place from, you know, in the 24th day or something, another year, another time. But 37 is, and 38 and 39 are all together. Of course, 37 is the dry bones, which is the prophecy of God bringing back the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you know, from the four corners of the earth, which the beginning of the fulfillment of that prophecy happened in May of 1948. That prophecy has not been completely fulfilled, because the promise is that he would bring all of the Israelites back to that land, all of them. So we know that every Jew, every true person that is of that bloodline, and I'm not talking about religious aspects, but the actual bloodline of the descendants of Israel or Jacob, are not living in Israel currently. And so we're only partially fulfilled that prophecy, but I do believe that the circumstances that have occurred just in the recent years, with the rise of anti-Semitism, especially in Europe, is pushing the Jews to go back to Israel. And the last country that has the greatest concentration of Jewish people is America. And they're very comfortable here. But if some of you all follow me on the Watchman on the Wall website that I have, or the link that I have to my Faithful Wall Healing Ministries website, then you know that several months ago I put out a dream that was given to me about the rise of anti-Semitism happening in America. We have to remember that at the end of the day, the scriptures tells us that every nation will rise up and turn against Israel. There will not be one nation that will be allied with Israel, and God will defend her. And it's more so the land, you know, is more than the people, because, I mean, the people too, but the people get judged, because unfortunately the truth is that the people, the majority of the people in Israel are wicked, and they're living sinful lives. I mean, Tel Aviv is considered the homosexual capital of the world at this point, and the government funds abortion in Israel. There's a lot of wickedness. There's a lot of segregation. There's a lot of hatred towards Christians there. There's a lot of things that are going on in Israel. It's not the pretty picture that a lot of people have, this euphoria and this a fantasy about what Israel really is. I mean, it's in 2012, and this is my little short testimony, then I'm going to let you guys go. I looked in 2012 into making Aliyah, and was looking into maybe doing a dual citizenship myself, because you have to have maternal grandparents that are Jews, and I have that and paperwork and proof of it. And so I looked into getting dual citizenship. But when I found out in 2012 what you have to go through, you basically have to deny Christ. And in addition to that, when they do the government does the investigation on you, if they they do this background check like any country. I'm a popular figure, public figure, I guess you can say. So it doesn't take much to find out about me. You can just Google my name or what have you, or the ministry, and you'll find all kinds of stuff about me. So they could easily look up and find that I am a believer in Christ. And just based off of that, they could deny me citizenship or residency in Israel. So I looked into all of this back in 2012, and based off of that, made my decision not to go into dual or look for, or not to basically try to move to Israel or have citizenship there. So there's a lot that we don't pay attention to. I know we, as Christians, especially in America, we like to, we live in this euphoria a lot of times, and we look at one thing and we like to paint this, rosebush picture, and everything is not rosebushes, and everything is not always even what it portrays to be in this sense. So, but however, Jerusalem and Mount Zion belongs to God, and it is the place where Jesus Christ, the Yeshua HaMashiach, is going to return, and his foot is going to set upon the Mount of Olives, or Mount Zion, and he is going to reign there for 1,000 years. So it is his protected territory. However, he must judge the land. He must judge the people, just like he has to judge the world. And before all of that, he has to judge the church. And that's where we're at right now. And so I just wanted to give you all that heads up. That is the most recent thing that the Lord has given me the spirit of war image of a dragon, which again represents Satan. And I know there'll be somebody trying to interpret this 40 different ways, but so I want to make sure that I give you the interpretation based on what the Lord has given me, so there's nobody out here trying to say, well, it could be this, it could be it. It's not China, it is the spirit of war as a whole. And like the Lord, again, what the Lord said to me, it's the same spirit that was released upon the world or the planet that caused World War I, World War II, the other wars that have happened as well. But he didn't name like Vietnam or 9/11. He actually specifically said World War I and World War II. So that means that there's going to be multiple nations involved. And again, I told my husband when I came out of the experience later on in the morning, because this happened in the middle of the night, which is typically when the Lord speaks to me and shows me things. But later on the next morning, when my husband was leaving for work, I told him, I said, I just woke up with this, this understanding in my spirit that it was going to involve Israel, that what was coming, this war, this spirit that was being released, has to do with Israel. Last thing, and I'll let you go, but even when we go into Revelation chapter 12 and 13, well, not so much 13, but 12, when John talks about seeing the sign in heaven, remember that particular dragon, which was this dragon with seven heads and 10 horns. Remember, he goes after the woman, and the woman represents Israel. And, you know, she flees into the desert for 1,260 days after she gives birth to this male child that's caught up to heaven. There's a lot of interpretations in regards to that. We're studying the book of Revelation. We have been in there for like 4 or 5 months now, or 5 or 6 months now. We've been going over it in our online Bible studies on Thursday night and just, you know, really combing over the book of Revelation and what God is saying in this hour. So anyways, I'll leave you with that. As with all things, take this to prayer. We really need to prepare. We are on a precipice, the brink of a major shift. So we've crossed over. Nisan 1 has come and gone. We're entering into the season of unleavened bread very soon. Begins at sundown next Friday. We're entering into the time of Passover and an unleavened bread, which we honor here with Faithful Walk Healing Ministries. Our group will be joining us next week to honor Passover, our ministry, which is one of our biggest events for our ministry each year. So we are in a new season, and in order to understand the times and the seasons, we have to be on key. And unfortunately, we're not understanding the times and the seasons, and we're out of season. And because of that, we're missing key words and elements and prophetic things that God is saying right now. And he's not saying build houses and build businesses and build churches, $1 million churches. This is not the season for that at all. This is a season where you better stock up spiritually and physically. That is the season. It's not the season. This is not a season to sell. It's not. It's a season where we need to gather, reap, and store. So I'll leave you all with that. God bless all of you all. Until next time, good night. Shalom. Shabbat shalom.